Well, you call Cyndi Lauper your fairy godmother. Tell us a little bit about that segment of your life.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper is just such a beautiful human being. You know, you get what you see with her, and she's as wild as a feather, and she's a beautiful spirit. She has helped me. I mean, before she even knew me, I remember, you know, dancing with my girlfriends, Tara Stocks and Sarah Rowley and Emily Heitzman and Emily Skinner to Cyndi Lauper's song, and she was such a, she didn't care, so I really kind of got my strength through my girlfriends in high school. So I was listening to Cyndi Lauper back then, and she was teaching me things even before I knew her. I was on Celebrity Apprentice, and she gave me her number, and she goes, "You call me anytime you need to talk," and she would reach out to me and really be encouraging. So when I moved to New York, I was broke. I sold my car and the money was running out. And I just was like, man, maybe I'll give Cyndi a call to see if I could audition for Kinky Boots. And so I auditioned. I didn't get the part, but she, you know, stuck her neck out there. And it was kind of funny because I didn't know how to audition for anything. I'm completely dyslexic and I, you know, get the words wrong and everything. But I can sing. I just can't read a script. Anyway, when I was on the show, I was like, if I could do a duet with anyone, it would be Cyndi Lauper. So she came on the show and, you know, she was completely supportive. She's just been a really big part of my life. And, you know, she just has always told me, don't ever be afraid. You know, if you're afraid, go take some spirit dancing classes, you know, and just get out of your own head and just be an idiot. You know, you don't need to judge yourself all the time. You need to go be free and wild. And you know, she's been encouraging to me for 20 years of my life. I love Cyndi Lauper.